Our virtual tour in 1921 brings us to the newest place of worship in the diocese, Kilkenny College Chapel. We pray for the whole school community there, for the principal and his colleagues, for Alex Morahan, the chaplain, for the particular challenges of keeping everything going and optimistically going through the demands of COVID. And we rejoice that at the heart of the life of the school is the recently refurbished and dedicated chapel, with its very clever, modern cross cut out of a panel of wood, and the manner in which that admits the light to much of the rest of the building. I look forward on this particular day also to being physically and literally in Kilkenny College at their online assembly carried from the chapel to the whole school, and perhaps to talk a little bit about these peregrinations and their purpose. In 1921, the truce that ended the War of Independence came into effect on the 11th of July between the British Army in Ireland and the IRA, and subsequently delegates from the Dáil were sent to negotiate what was to be the treaty, which gave what was to emerge as the Free State Dominion status under the Crown. It was a divisive decision, as we'll see, whether or not to accept it. Michael Collins, who came down on the pro-treaty side, took the view that it had achieved a measure of freedom, but equally importantly, given the space and the possibility of achieving further freedom inexorably over time. There were various interesting conditions to the proposed treaty. For example, the retention by the British Navy of key strategic ports, so-called treaty ports, in places like Cove, Bearhaven, and in North Donegal, and to the treaty ports and their eventual evacuation, we will return. The date of the truce, when both sides stopped literally killing each other, has a continuing significance. It was the 11th of July, and year by year in recent times, on the second Sunday of July, as it were, the Sunday nearest to the truce, that Sunday has become the so-called National Day of Commemoration. And it was started back in the 80s as a good idea at a time when November War remembrance was still much more sensitive in Ireland than it is now, and largely about the armistice and the traditions going with that. The idea of the National Day of Commemoration in July was to remember all Irish men and women who died in past wars or on service with the United Nations. It moved venue from the Garden of Remembrance to Kilmainham. It was deemed not suitable for either the Garden of Remembrance or for Island Bridge, as both of them were places with particular, as it were, agendas of specific memory. I've tried to mark the National Day of Commemoration in July vigilantly all through my years of ministry. Sometimes I wonder, do we still need it, as we have developed and matured our understanding of the events and even the symbols associated with November. Yet year by year, I always go to a poignant and inclusive multi-faith ceremony in Kilkenny Castle, which it is very moving to be part of. But it's worth recording why we do have a National Day of Commemoration in mid-July, and perhaps it adds a wider dimension that can't be so captured in November. But I often think it needs a symbol. We've had our agonisings over the poppy, of what colour or nature, and when we're laying wreaths on behalf of the state, we resort, perhaps a trifle apologetically, to a laurel alternative. But comprehensive remembering in Ireland perhaps demands a new additional imaginative complementary specifically Irish symbol that also recalls why we have a day of commemoration in July in the first place, as we remember the end of the War of Independence. And that's the background to the timing of it, the end of that particular phase of great bloodshed. I wonder, has anybody any ideas about the suitable symbol? Perhaps it would be something for the centenary of the truce when we get to it next year.